So, Mike Thomas, we've got all these big GOP presidential contenders coming into Orlando over the next few days for the Presidency 5 event. So what do you think is going to come out of tonight's presidential debate?
I think tonight we're going to see a big discussion on Social Security. There's been some surveys by the University of Florida that look at the mindset of our senior population, and they are very worried. And a lot of this worry started spiking when discussion started coming up about Social Security being a Ponzi scheme.
This is Rick Perry talking, Texas governor, talking about this.
Right. And, you know, call it a coincidence, but when that discussion began in August is when the mood of seniors in Florida took a decided downturn. I fully expect Mitt Romney was going to push that, because that's the seniors make up about 50% of the actual electorate of the people who turn out to vote.
So if Rick Perry is alarming seniors, who's calming them down?
Mitt Romney wants to be the—
He wants to be, but is he?
He wants to be the Valium out there. Of course, he supported George W. Bush's plan to privatize a part of Social Security, and I'm sure Rick Perry will remind people of that. But Mitt Romney has sort of taken the position of, you know, Social Security is a legitimate program. It's done a lot of good, and we just need to fix it. We need to tinker with it a little bit. We don't need to be calling it unconstitutional or a Ponzi scheme.
What other issues do you think are going to play out tonight at this Fox News debate? Do you think we're going to hear a lot about jobs and Floridians, of course, dealing with the above 10% unemployment rate right now?
I think there will be a lot about jobs, of course, and then you'll have Rick Perry. That will be his big push. And, in fact, Governor Scott here in Florida very much tried to emulate Texas and said, you know, Texas is our role model. You know, I'm going to take on Governor Perry over there in Texas, and we're going to start competing with him over slashing regulations and cutting taxes and attracting more jobs.
Well, you mentioned Governor Rick Scott. What role is he going to play in helping to choose who Florida eventually ends up backing the establishment in terms of a GOP presidential contender?
You know, that's a good question about whether, you know, you want Governor Scott on your side or not. His poll numbers have been getting a little better. His warm and fuzzy campaign seems to have had, you know, nudged him up a bit, but you know, his numbers are still in the 30 percentile or maybe above that. And how much do you want him out, you know, on the campaign trail pushing for you? So there's that aspect, but then there's also the aspect of what he can do behind the scenes as far as marshaling the Republican machine behind a particular candidate.
In any big political contest in Florida, there is still discussion of the Jeb Bush factor. What does it take to sway to get Jeb Bush's support in Florida?
I don't think Jeb Bush is going to endorse in the primary. He's sort of hinted that he might, but it's just not in his nature. When Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist were in the Republican primary against each other, you know, Jeb was just obviously for Marco Rubio.
But he didn't come out and say
but
that,
he didn't.
Obviously.
He didn't actually come out and endorse Rubio until Charlie, you know, went the path of independence. So he's just very reluctant to get into these big Republican primaries. You know, Mitt Romney would certainly love for him to do that, and I think philosophically, Jeb Bush is probably closer to Romney than he is Perry. I can see a lot of Jeb Bush's people going to work for Romney and trying to help him, but I don't see. Right now, I don't see Jeb Bush, you know, joining in that fray.
Okay.